Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us today on this show. I have just a very special treat for you. Our guest today is Catherine Ravenwood. She is not only one of the professionals that I go to when I need answers, but I consider her a sister, a soul sister, if you would say, or a dear friend, because as I've gotten to know Catherine over the last couple years, I just have so much appreciation for the person that she is and the spiritual teacher and guide that she has taken this path with us on and helped many of us. So we have a really great show today, and it's about the tarot. And, you know, I love talking to Catherine about this because she's an expert. Catherine Ravenwood is an author. She's a speaker. She's a healer, a shaman, a teacher. She has private sessions with people, and she is an expert in the spiritual arts, especially the tarot. And she's with us today, and I am really excited because I found Catherine back on my other radio show when she had come out with her book, which is a gorgeous book. I highly recommend it. How to Create Sacred Water, A Guide to Rituals and Practices. So Catherine, thanks for being on the show today.
Yay. Thanks for having me. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you, dear. And yes, we are soul sisters. For sure.
I knew as soon as I spoke with you. And, you know, Catherine, I love how you're really grounded. You're very open-minded, but also grounded in the real world. And you're very strong with integrity. And a lot of spiritual teachers who walk the shamanic path as you do understand the polarity we're in. You know, they understand the struggles people go through, and I love that about you because you really have a grounded approach in your teaching.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I think it's hard to walk both sides, and I think we're all trying to do that. We're all trying to maintain some kind of a spiritual quest, get our answers to, you know, we're trying to get our questions answered, and yet we're having to deal with the mundane world and the physical body, the money, relationships. It can be very disorienting at times, and yet to be able to shift into the focus of looking for spiritual help is so critical for all of us. We really need to be able to do that.
Well, as the veil is being lifted and a lot of us are seeing the truth for the first time in 30, 40, 50 years, or, you know, we're really connecting spiritually. There's a huge spiritual movement and awakening happening, but through that, there can be some bumps in the road, and that's why I love you, because I can call you and get a reading, and, and you know, that's where the work that you do is really important right now to help people get through this time of transition.
Well, thank you. I consider it an honor to be able to help people. And a lot of times I think I find out when I do readings for people and do counseling sessions with them that what they'll say to me is, you know, I think I already knew that, but I just didn't trust myself. Or I had a feeling it was something to do with that, but I just didn't know how it fit in. And so I'm always extremely honored to help people to connect into their higher self, into that place where everyone has their higher knowing and their higher self available to them, and to teach them to tune into that source and trust themselves. And of course, I've been working with the tarot since 1975. What is that, 40 years now? Oh my gosh. And so, oh my gosh. So I really have learned to trust the wisdom of the tarot and to not question it, and it's revealed, you know, what the guides show us through the tarot is very important, and it's timeless.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, how the tarot just got a bad rap in a lot of ways, and people like you who really see them as see it as such an important tool. Could you talk a little bit about the high vibration, the high spiritual guides that, and the messages that you receive working with this, with the tarot cards? I feel like it's almost like a living, breathing entity of spiritual help or something.
I think that's exactly what it is. As you know, because I've read for you, when I do this work, I feel like the tarot cards, it's not about me being a fortune teller. It's not about me telling you what to do. What you do is your own business. This is a free will zone for all of us. We all make our choices and we all live with our choices. However, the better advised we are, the better chance we have of making a choice that might be a little better for us, or to help us see the big picture a little more. So many years ago, as I was working with the tarot, I called in help, as I always did, and I had a vision of being in a big conference room with a great big oval table, very beautiful room, and the door opened, and these people came in, and they said, "We're the Great Council of the Tarot," and they were the images of the major arcana. And so I have these guides that I call on now. And there were others. I mean, there were other people there besides them. It was a big table, and there were a lot of people around it. And they said, "You just call on us." And they're the wisdom holders, because the tarot cards, no one really knows where they came from. My personal belief is that they were a gift from Thoth way back in Egypt, maybe not in this format, but that the wisdom that is in the tarot is very, very ancient. So it is involving arcane knowledge from mystery schools, from astrology, numerology, the Kabbalah, and most importantly, these cards are a symbolic roadmap into our own subconscious. And that is what is really important, because everything in the tarot, it's called the fool's journey. We are all fools on a journey through life. And every card in the tarot is an archetype of something that every one of us has to go through multiple times, whether it is honoring something that has died that we're grieving and letting go, whether it's a glorious new energy that we're celebrating, whether it's a new love, the loss of an old love, whether it's mastery, or whether we've been cut down and knocked to our knees. Everything that happens in the tarot happens to everyone. And so it's a matter of learning to navigate these cards and the associated wisdom to find out where we are. It's a roadmap for us.
Well, I love the tarot because I'm trying to get to know the cards just myself and ask questions and document my answers. And then I love going to an expert like you to receive a reading. You know, I can't do that all the time. Maybe two or three times a year, you know, I'll go and do that. And just to learn the tarot. But now I have a better way to learn it because you're teaching people. And Catherine, if we lived in the same city, I probably would have contacted you 2 years ago to be mentored by you, to teach me the cards the right way. And, you know, not all of us have the time or the money to actually be mentored one-on-one like they did, you know, many years ago when learning these divination tools. So can you tell us a little bit about the class, online class you're going to be teaching?
Yes. And first of all, wouldn't it be nice if we did have the mystery schools?
Yeah.
And we could dedicate ourselves and go to the temple and live there and be taught by the masters. And I think that's the way it used to be in many cultures. And probably for many of us, we have either past life memory or DNA memory or ancestral memory of those times when we did go and we were given this information. And in those days, in the old days, many times it was dangerous to share the information. And so it was kept secret. and it was passed down in the mystery schools to keep the information safe. Now we are in anything goes information age. Everything is revealed. There are thousands of tarot cards. Everybody is doing their thing. And I think it's very important to understand what you have when you pick up a tarot deck. Now, my online class isn't quite ready to launch. I have started to work with the women of Mystery School of the Goddess and Goddess Inc. Goddess Inc. is the publisher of Stepping Into Ourselves, an anthology of writing on priestesses, Anne Key and Candace Kant. It's a beautiful book, an anthology of writings by priestesses, and I have two pieces in that book. And the Mystery School of the Goddess is Kimberly Moore, who is just an amazing woman who has spent years researching online teaching and has created a platform for classes. And I have just started working with them. My tarot class isn't quite ready to launch, but it will be, I would think, within the next few weeks it will be up. And there'll be information on that on my website, which is www.katharinravenwood, that's K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, ravenwood.com. Right now, the class that's up is called An Introduction to Spiritual Directions, A Shamanic Path of Initiation. And the first level of that class is up right now for people to take. When the tarot class comes up, it's going to start out by focusing not so much on the background and the complete knowledge of the tarot, because I can go on about that for hours and days. So I'm going to try and cut it down and make it more really hands-on, which is pick up the cards, do this, what do they say to you? Now try this exercise, and what do they say? So what I'd like to do is to get people, first of all, used to honoring and respecting the cards for what they are, which is a vehicle for very important information that comes from a higher place, and to be able to learn to access that and to be able to use it for themselves and people they care about. So that will be the focus of the class. It will be very fun. It will be very interactive. It's not going to be a history, and it's not going to be a, at least the first level will not be a class of this card means this and this card means that, because there are hundreds of books out there that you can read if you want to know that. We'll do that later. But it's going to start out very interactive and very fun.
Well, I love that, because the more people that learn how it can be a spiritual tool to connect to your guardian angels, to, you know, and yeah, through the Council of Tarot, or, and your intention, you know, I know a ton of Christians that use tarot cards.
So, okay. I read for Christians.
Pardon me?
I read for Christians.
Yeah, and so it doesn't have to have that stigma attached to it anymore. You know, it's, times are changing, and it's about time to get the fear energy off of this stuff, use it for the tool, for good intention, no harm, you know, to others, and for your highest good, spiritual learning.
Yes.
So I love that you have an online class. So we have just a few minutes before our first break. Can you give us a few do's and don'ts for people who are listening to the show? They have their deck of cards. Maybe they want to, you know, pursue the class with you, or maybe they just enjoy, you know, working with them on their own. Do you have any tips you could give people like me, Katharine?
Sure. First of all, because of the nature of who I am, my first thing I always want to go to is integrity. And the integrity with the cards is very important, because when you read for someone, many times you read for someone who's very vulnerable because they're having a crisis, or because they're very unsure, or whatever reason, they're vulnerable. They come to you because they think the tarot cards are going to help them. This is very critical for the reader not to get their own ego into this, because when people read through their ego, it's manipulation, and that is not a good thing. So when you read for somebody, it's very important to connect, and just to try to connect with whatever you want to call it, the angels, your higher self, a higher knowing, the spiritual wisdom, whatever you'd like to call it, but to get your ego out of the way. And I don't ever, if I say it and catch myself, I will always correct myself to say to people, you need to do this, you should do that, here's what I want you to do. No, don't do that. What we do is we look at the cards and we see what the cards are saying. And then we try to help interpret, we try to interpret the cards based on a person's question and how that energy is going to help them. We can all sit and read gloom and doom into cards. And sometimes there is gloom and doom, but we want to try and find something positive to bring out of the reading so that there's something to work for. The cards are an opportunity for alchemy, for transformation, to turn the lead of your experiences into the gold of your spiritual understanding.
Well, that's why I love it as a tool, because it gives you some different perspectives. You know, sometimes pendulum, that's people worry like they're making it move, and you know, so it's a tool that you can really get some great information. I know you're going to, in the next segment of our show, answer some questions that you do some readings just for our audience, just for
yes.
the show, and it's for all of us. It's not just an, you know, Joe Schmo called and wanted a tarot reading from Catherine. This is like questions about world events and some
yes.
other things that affect all of us. So I'm so excited that you're doing that for us. What a special treat, Catherine.
Thank you for asking me. I'm most honored.
Oh, well, okay. So I like that you brought that up. What about the person who's reading for themselves and they've set the intention and like, something comes up and they get confused. And I know that this is just some basic do's and don'ts, that it's really beneficial to go to a class and learn how to use the cards. But, you know, some in the early days, a negative card would come up and I would get a little panicked. Like,
yes.
Oh.
And you and I have talked about that. And some of the negative cards, quote, negative cards,
yeah.
freak people out. Like the Death card, the Tower of Destruction, the Hangman. These can actually be some of the most powerful allies in the deck, if you ask my opinion. If you're reading for yourself, it's just as important to honor yourself as it is your client. So, but I think the way that I learned is for many, many years, I sat with a book and I read what one or two or three different books would say about it. And then I would look at the card and see what I thought it felt like or meant to me. Now, I admit it's harder for me to read for myself than someone else because it's just harder for me to be objective. I've gotten where I can be pretty objective and I can go into a place of almost channeling the tarot for other people. But when I read for myself, I tend to second guess. So, you know, I'll just be truthful. That's the way it is for me. So when I read for myself, I try to keep it very simple. You know, maybe I have a question. Is it going to be, let's just say I was thinking of moving away. Shall I move to California? Shall I move to New York? Or shall I stay where I am? These are hypothetical. And then I would put down a card for each one of those and start letting that kind of filter in and sink in before I quick look at another. Oh no, another. Oh, I didn't like that. I have to trust that the cards are going to help me just like they help my clients.
Right. Well, okay. Here's a quick question, or my last little do and don't question. What do you let other people touch your cards? Let's say you're reading for someone. Do you shuffle the cards while they've asked the question and then, or do you let them? Some people say never let anyone touch your cards.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I was at a big show one time and I was overlooking at tarot cards to buy. And I said, oh, I think I want a new deck. I want a new cat deck. And this young woman looked at me horrified and she said, you can't buy a deck for yourself. I said, well, of course I can. Why wouldn't I buy decks for myself? And I remembered long ago, way, way, way long ago, it was said the decks have to come to you. You can't buy one. I think that's complete bogus. You can buy any deck you like. The decks are pieces of cardboard. Now, I respect them because of what they represent to me. I photocopy mine. I text pictures of mine. I mean, I put them on the photocopier and take photocopies of them and give them to people, the copies, so they can meditate on them. If I am reading for someone, I let them shuffle the cards. And I have no set way of doing it. I say, here, mix these up, give them back to me when they feel done. And I'm not dominant hand, cut them three times, do it this way, do it that way. I've had people sit on the floor, put the cards in a pile, stir them all around, and then put them all back together, sit back in the chair and hand them to me. Or they're shuffled like a poker deck or just mixed up. The important thing is to get your energy. The reader, I mean, for the person who's being read, needs to get their question and their energy focused into those cards so that your subconscious can guide you. My big rule is, and this is one I'm very clear about, when the reading is over, I pick up the cards and I put them back in the deck because I break the energy that way. So people want to help me. They want to neatly put them back in the deck, and I say, no, leave them alone. That's really my only rule, and just be nice to them, you know, don't spill coffee on them or bend them.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are really my rules. So yes, I let people look at them. If I don't want, like when I'm reading at a big show, if I don't want someone to touch them, I won't let them. So if I feel somebody just wandering by and they want to fool around with my cards and I don't like their energy, I'll say, don't do that. And I mean, I will say, leave them alone.
And I would not mess with Catherine, by the way.
No. And that's happened before. I've read at women's events and there's been alcohol, and sometimes the women come by and they're drunk and they want to play with my cards, and I'll say, leave them alone. Go away. So
well, that's actually good information, because then, you know, follow your intuition on if you don't want someone messing around with them.
Right. Also, I enjoy drinking wine. I never drink around doing a reading, ever. I accidentally had part of a glass of wine before dinner. Someone called me. We had a mix-up on our schedule. I thought, oh, well, I'll just read for you now. It was a total disaster. I don't know if it was her. I don't know if it was me. I don't know if it was the wine, but I refuse to read if I've even had a sip of wine.
Well, that's why I like working with you, because you have very strict integrity rules. And so, and a lot of people in this crazy spiritual movement don't. And so I always trust that I'm going to, you're, you know, going to give me a really great reading, which you always do. But we have a quick break. When we come back, where Catherine has a special reading for the audience. So
yay.
I'm so excited. So thanks for listening. And we will be right back with Catherine Ravenwood.
Hello, I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
For joining us today. We're speaking with Catherine Ravenwood, and you can check out her online class on the Tarot, which is coming soon, and some of her other offerings at catherineravenwood.com. Catherine, here's the special treat. I've been waiting for this.
Yay!
I'm so excited. Okay, so this is how we did it. I wrote some questions for Catherine, so I want to know, and a lot of the listeners have the same questions, Catherine. So we'll start with your Tarot reading for us with the first question. Are you ready, Catherine?
I am ready.
Okay. So what do you see happening with our economy this year?
Well, first of all, what I pulled cards last night, and I let them kind of because I wasn't home all day, and I just pulled a few cards for each question, and then if we need to add to them, you just let me know because I can add one or two cards to the questions.
Okay.
Right now, the economy's good, and it's good not just for money, but right now there seems to be a stability. According to the cards, we have a stability right now. Would be good for people to remember that stability with your economy is not just how much money you have, how much food you have to eat, where do you live, who are you living with, how's your life. Right now, we have the card of abundance. However, the tower is coming. Sorry. So the tower is coming, and that usually means some kind of a major tilting, adjustment, a change. There's going to be a big event coming. I would say maybe not till towards the end of the year. Well, no. You know, I think it might come sooner than that. I think it might come mid-year, and some people will get hit very hard, some people will not. The important thing to remember is even if times are hard financially, and I know this, I don't want to sound la-di-da about this, but if you're not doing well financially, please, please focus on the things that make you happy. Focus on what you have rather than what you don't have. There will be a period where there will be people making adjustments. There will be burdens. Things won't work out as well as we like. Some people may have to relocate in order to make things work. And then things pick up again. And we get a big burst of input of energy again, which helps things a lot. The important thing is not to stay up all night worrying about it, to be generous with what you have. And that's a huge thing. Be generous, be grateful, focus on what is happy. But I do think that right now things are stable. And I do think maybe in about 4 months, we might see a big tilt in this economy. And then I would think by around October or so, it will be stabling out again.
Well, at least it's not, you know, that bump in the road won't be for 25 years or something.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it will be. But I think there will be people who will be displaced by it. And I think it would be very burdensome for some people. And hopefully we can help each other. So family, friends are important. Focus on, I know this, people say this a lot, stay in a place of gratitude. Focus on what you have. Be willing to be in a place of reciprocity, of giving and receiving what you can do. I don't mean take all your money, cash it all in, and give it to the poor so that you will have good karma. I've heard people have done that, and they've lost everything. What I mean is day to day, get up, be grateful, do what you can. When you're just getting ready to go to bed at night, check back in. How did your day go? How was it? Because even though we live in an economy-driven world, money is not everything. And sometimes when the money gets taken away, we have to learn what else is going on. And if we learn that first, maybe things will be more stable for us.
Well, that's good news, actually, because there's a lot of doom and gloom out there. And so it's nice to hear that, you know, it's something we can get through. And
it is. It is something we can get through. And through it all, I see that people still have loving, generous relationships in their lives. And to focus on that.
Well, and isn't that what life is all about? I mean, we come here to experience and not just experience making money, experience love and joy. And well, that's good news. Okay, so we're in this like really happy place, and now I have a question for you about the government, unfortunately, but it's on a lot of our minds. Because, Catherine, you know, as you know, a lot of us are waking up and we're finding out about chemtrails and GMOs and fluoride in the water and vaccines that are designed to hurt us, not help us, you know, and people are pretty upset about it, but they're feeling powerless in some ways too, because it's like, now we know all this, you try to vote these guys out and a lot of them just replace one with another corrupt one. It doesn't matter which political party, they're all answering to the same, you know, bad guys kind of thing that don't want to help us. And so,
great old song by The Who, meet the new boss, it's the same as the old boss.
There you go. And that, so I think a lot of people are like, is there going to be change this year with the government, you know, or is it we're still in the same old situation?
Okay, well, I don't think this one's quite so positive. Okay. So here's what I think. We've got a big old devil card sitting here.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. And here's what I think. I think the people that you're talking about who are screwing around with the chemtrails and the water and all of these other things you asked me about, I think they're all going for the low-hanging fruit. I think that those people are going to try and get everything they can. The pickings are good for them, right? They're going to take whatever they can get. They're going to make their money. I don't think they care about long-term commitments. And that's very scary to me. And I also think that those people in power are reckless. They're reckless thinkers, and they're not connected to truth. And I think that they move through things as quickly as they can to go to the next low-hanging fruit, get their power, their money, their deals out of it. Now, good news, just like before, this is a place of reciprocity. I think that it will start coming back on them, and they are going to have to start facing up to what they've done. And in the meantime, we have to stay strong with one another. We have to support each other. But I think that there is a lot of deceit around this, and I'm sorry that I can't tell you that there's any magic bullet on this one. I just see the people in power being cruel, evil, if you like, reckless, and repeating bad habits. I don't see any enlightenment in this, but we can't control everything. So do what you can, let go of what you can't do. So if you feel called, you meaning your listeners, if you feel called to get involved in one of these things, in chemtrails, in water, in GMOs, whatever it is you feel involved to get involved in, do that. And then let go of what you can't do, because you will make yourself nuts trying to figure it all out and trying to take it all on. So if you really feel involved, do what you can do. Let the rest of it go.
Well, even if it's as simple as changing what you buy at the grocery store, that can make a huge impact.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's a real big thing. We can control what we buy. So
we can, and we can control what you do. You know, a lot of places are in severe drought. You can use less water. You can recycle your gray water and your black water. Yes, you can do that. It's not that hard. You can find ways. You can cut back on the plastic purchasing, and you can just be more conscious of what you are buying and using and how you walk through the world.
Well, we're seeing like Monsanto and McDonald's and these profits just nosediving. Yes. Because people are spreading the word. So the more we talk about it, the more we educate our friends, family, and coworkers, and, you know, use our purchasing power, maybe it's not going to be immediate change, but it will help.
I think it will. And you know what else I think? I think that as people become more connected with their spiritual higher knowing, more and more people are going to make better choices. And the government, you know, these politicians, I'm sorry, you can't trust most of them. They say something and they get elected and they do whatever they want. Or they get sucked into a system that prohibits them from doing what they thought they wanted to do. But I think ultimately it's going to be grassroots that makes the changes. So get involved locally, do what you can do, pray hard, and bless all the animals, bless the elements. Get up in the morning, bless the air, bless the water, bless the earth, bless it all, bless the fires of life. Give your blessings. That's a generosity you can do. Be thankful and give blessings to everything that gives to you so that you can be here and be alive.
Well, thank you for that, because yes, that's, you know, a good reminder for all of us when we get busy with our day-to-day stuff. Yeah. We forget about that. So I have a whole bunch of questions for you, but in the interest of time, I think we'll skip the next one. And then I would like to ask you, though, is there anything, anything you see coming, Catherine, in the next year that we should be conscious of or aware of or ready for?
Okay. Let me go to the right one. Okay, I see where you are. So I'm following your questions. I want to get to my cards. So, yes, things coming in the next year. I think it's very, very important for people to remember that stress is going to kill you. Stress and drama and getting involved in other people's stories, getting involved in other people's drama is going to completely deplete you. It's more important than ever. The stories that we perpetuate, whether they're ones we watch on TV or news or the ones we tell one another or the ones that we allow people to tell us, we have got to write new stories. We cannot keep complaining and going over the same old stuff. It is absolutely critical to find a way to go into your own higher knowing, your high priestess, your high priest. Go into that place where you are connected with that divine spark that guides you. Shut off all the trauma drama.
Okay. See, you're such a good teacher. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's quite all right.
But here's the thing that a lot of us are going through, because I talk to a lot of the listeners or they email, and, you know, a lot of us are going through this, Catherine, where we are raising our consciousness. We're choosing love versus drama. We're disengaging from old family structures or even structures within our group of friends, right? And and so what could you tell us? Let me just give you an example. You have a family member or a friend that's really into the drama, okay? And you've really worked to not get into it with them. And so even if you've gotten some cheap shots thrown at you, you know how they'll do that to pull you in. Yes. If you won't get in the drama, they'll say you're passive aggressive or you're not supporting me or you've upset me. And you know that you have not intentionally done any of those things at all. But they're trying to pull you into that drama. And I think a lot of us are at that point. It's like, we don't want to go there, but what do you do?
That's a very good question. And the High Priestess has the answer to that. The High Priestess sits between the two pillars of the Kabbalah, of the right and the left column, of the two columns of Solomon's Temple, whatever you'd like to call it. The High Priestess sits between the drama and the trauma. She sits between the polarity. She is pure wisdom, and pure wisdom is neutral. Pure wisdom does not bounce back and forth between the polarity of you said that, I did this, blah, blah, blah. No. So when you are in that situation, and I realize with family it's a little tricky sometimes, the best thing you can do is state your intention. I'm so sorry if I've hurt you. It was never my intention. My intention is this. And then you walk that truth. Don't engage in it again. Don't feed it. Because every time you do, they go, ha ha, Christina, we sucked you in again. Right, Raven, we knew you weren't telling the truth all along, you know. Who cares? This is about you. This is about you being tuned into what you know is true. There will be some things you have to let go of. Some relationships, some patterns are going to have to go. We have the death card here. You're going to have to say goodbye to some of this. And then all this positive stuff comes in. You get new ways of thinking. You manifest new things. Instead of the old stories that you tell over and over, again, we go back to this place of abundance, the same card. You start creating the family and the people around you that support you, and your friends all come from a higher source. I'm sorry, sometimes it's just time to let some people go.
Well, and I think that transition, you know, you think, wow, I've let a lot of people go. I don't really want to let everyone go, you know, and it's not from a spiritual superiority standpoint,
but it's,
at all.
It's a letting go. I don't mean you don't have to never talk to them, but do not be attached to their drama. You have to let that go.
Well, I think that's good advice, because a lot of us on the spiritual path and who've really tried to be masters of our thinking and our energy field and, you know, I'm not going to get into this polarity. It's not worth it. I really want to protect my vibration and, you know, and do you know where I'm going, Catherine?
Oh, yeah, I do. And you know what? We all fall into it because we live in a world of polarity. This
yeah.
is reality. But when we are trying to focus into our higher truth, we start making new patterns. And the more we feed the trauma drama, the more it perpetuates. It's like if you keep eating potato chips, you're going to gain weight. If you quit eating them, you're probably going to lose some weight, right?
Right.
So it's what you feed with. When I say you got to let go of things, I don't mean you have to cut people out of your life, but you stop engaging in that. And if they continue to bring it to you, you can just smile and say, we've talked about this before, you know, and have something ready to shift the conversation. They're going on the rabbit trail, you know, they're in a rut. They keep running the same thing over and over. Try to shift it, you know. Oh, show me that your garden. Let's go look at the yard together. You know, break their pattern.
That's great advice. So do you have any, like a message? Actually, we're going to talk about this after break, because I have two more questions for you, Catherine. We're with Catherine Ravenwood, and she is a high priestess, a shaman, author of How to Create Sacred Water, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
back, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Catherine, this is such a treat. We don't have a whole lot of time left at the end of the show, but I did have some questions, and it could be partially two questions could be the same question, because I wanted to find out if you had a message for humanity and for our audience right now, for those listening, and, you know, what guidance were you receiving?
Okay, so when I read that question, the guides were so clear. And the first thing they said was, stop worrying. Stop worrying. It's worthless to worry. Now, I'm a big worry wart, as my mother called it. I worry too. It's worthless energy to worry. Let it go. Surrender yourself to your intention. Make a new intention, which is, I intend to serve my higher purpose the best I can. Whatever your intention is, surrender yourself from the worry to focus on that intention. And then be ready for the alchemy to happen, the transformation. Let all the problems be the, you know, we put ourselves in this cauldron, in this big pot, and everything gets put in and the heat gets put on. All the pressure gets put on. And if we can let that cook the way it's supposed to, we transform into a better being, because we've learned lessons. We've learned how to temper ourselves. We've learned how to overcome things. And then be the magic in the world you want to see. You are your own magician. Don't wait for someone else to come and rescue you. Don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Don't wait for somebody else to create your life. You get out, you create your life the best you can. You create new foundations, and you just get out there and be the magician you want to be. Be the magic in the world you want to see. Be compassionate towards everybody and yourself. You don't have to agree with everybody. Be compassionate. Try to forgive everyone. Keep that intention focused. Keep tuned in to that higher wisdom, and have really good boundaries. Really good boundaries. So you're not getting sucked back into the drama again.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, little things can be so magical when you in your daily life if you just start paying attention.
Absolutely.
So this has just been so much fun, and I really appreciate you giving us this reading for the audience, Catherine.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it is fun. Thank you very much.
So you have a lot going on. You have your online tarot class launching soon.
Yes.
And the other online class. Are you working on any other projects at the moment, or is that pretty much your baby right now?
Well, my projects right now. Mm-hmm. So I'll be getting the first level of the tarot class up, and then there'll probably be three or four other levels following that. The first class of the Spiritual Direction Shamanic Initiation Path is up. There will probably be three more classes added on to that. So they can get put up just as fast as I can get it done. And so whatever that is, and I'm working on it. So I appreciate your encouragement to get it done, because, you know, we all need encouragement and help. There's one other thing I want to say to the women who are listening. Don't try to do all this by yourself. And men too. But women, think of it as like you're getting ready to give birth and you need midwives to be around you. Find people to be your midwives. Find people to support you. Find a group to be with. Get two or three or four or five people together. Meet whatever regularly. Get a little group. Get some support going. Get some help. Don't try to do all of this yourself. It's too hard.
Well, Catherine, I really believe you're part of my soul sister tribe.
You betcha.
And even though we're a few states away from each other, you know, I love that you're speaking to women. I really believe, and I've felt a real strong push to develop more of a community locally. And so this could be a call to action for all of us to create our own little sacred circle of, you know, spiritual community.
Yes. Absolutely. Because we only need, it doesn't have to be a huge, I'm now building a new temple someplace. It's as simple as getting a few people you can really trust and working on it together and supporting each other and having fun and, you know, being magical together. And when I say magical, I don't mean you have to learn rituals and witchcraft. Magic is being present in the moment, being alive with who you are, using the resources you have, loving life, blessing life, and watching what happens.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, there is so much magic in the tarot, and I think magic is, you know, there is actually an artifact found, and I should have prepared more for before speaking about it, but artifact found from the time of Jesus that called Jesus the Magician.
Oh, yeah.
On a bowl, it was inscribed.
Nice.
But you know, that's there's so much magic, and you've brought a little magic to our lives today to give us this little
through the magic of internet radio. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, we're connecting with people all over the world, and
yes,
and you know, joining together to raise consciousness and,
yes,
and heal the earth as well.
Absolutely.
So, well, Catherine,
so people can go to my website. I do readings over the phone or via Skype or in my home if you're in Albuquerque where I live. And so if you're looking to have a reading, get in contact with me. My website tells you how to get in touch with me.
And she has a great newsletter, too. I get her newsletter, and she'll give us little messages from the tarot. So
yes,
it's awesome.
And if you want to be on my newsletter, you can go to my website and just send me a request, and I'll add you on.
Well, Catherine, it's been so fun, and I just adore you, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, my friend, and blessings to you.
Oh, blessings. And to all of you listening, we just hope you had so much fun with this show, and we love feedback. So make sure you, you know, send me information on what shows you'd like to hear, or connect on Twitter at Callisto Winslow, or go find us on Facebook. We love to hear from you, and we appreciate all of your support. God bless you all, and have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.